RDI Diamonds, New York. This is Scott.
Hello, Scott. How are you today?
Eric, I'm doing great. What's going on with you?
I'm calling to say thanks for the 2-carat rounds. My
Sweet.
Reservation with that guy is tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So
awesome.
That's awesome. And I got another deal I'm working on a 2-carat princess cut that I need to see. It's got to be pretty darn close to 2 carats even, because we're putting it in an existing ring and pretty square. But I need to see how pretty we can get it in terms of clarity and color in the 18,000. Oh man, close my calculator. Reopen calculator. 18,700 is my max budget.
Alright. So you have that 2-carat FSI2 princess.
Yes.
That one's in the budget. Tell me what I need to do better than that.
Whatever we can get better. It needs to be at least 18,000 because the guy's doing a trade-in.
Nope, gotcha.
So yeah, it's got to be at least 18 grand, but it can't be more than 18,700.
Okay, let's take a look. The one you currently have is 13,799. We need something nice, right?
Yeah, it's pretty. And my concern is that sitting in the case. I'm like, when that guy shows up, I'm going to have to pull it out of the case so he doesn't see that one when I'm, be like, no, you got to trade in towards these ones. Otherwise, you can't trade in properly.
All right. I'm trying to narrow down the price based on the couple that we have out. I don't have a huge supply, so that's kind of rough. Let me see some here.
I mean, I guess we could go down, if we had to.
No. I just want to back into your budget and find something nicer than that FSI2, but not over your budget. I just had to pull my cheat sheet out and see where your markups are.
And yeah, I mean, maybe we could go down to, I don't know. I'm just thinking that, I know Chase in the past when I've had one of these, he's been like, well, just because our normal 9 code on it, normal sell price on it is going to be 18.5, doesn't mean that we can't find one that's 17.5 and then make its new 9 code 18.5 since we're losing money on the trade anyway.
All right, good. So what I'm going to do, I am going to ask for a G+, SI1+, and I'm going to try and keep it in that 18.5. So I'm going to see what we have. And you said square. All right, so I'm going to throw this in. What happens now, I think it goes to my New York office, which they may have something that I don't see because most of our goods come in there. And then I'm going to email our two young ladies upstairs that do our buying and see if they can't help me out. And I'm going to call you back when I have an answer, which hopefully will be soon.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, let's ask a silly question just because you know me. Do you think let me look first. Let's not be silly, right? I just don't even know if I have one. So, 14.
I guess I've put an arbitrary cap on this. That's the number he's got to hit to get just the base value out of his trade. this guy does have money, doesn't have to worry about it. So I might be able to get him, you know, go to 20,000, 21,000.
No, I appreciate that. Let me see what we can come up with first. I just looked at Square Radiance because a lot of time they're interchangeable. And everything I have in Radiant is rectangular. Thank you, Ms. Swift. Same thing with cushions.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get this done, and we will go from there.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I'm on it. I'll be back in touch with you in a while.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.